Blog Talk Radio.
For the CIMC Music Show with your host, Jason Cuban.
Welcome to the CIMC Music Show, episode 2 of season 2. I'm your host, Jason Cuban. With me is my co-host, Sigrid Anderson.
And this is Sigrid Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Tonight we're going to be talking with Nate Jones. Nate is an aspiring rap hip-hop artist out of Harrisonburg, Virginia. And we're looking forward to having him on the show. He's got a couple of tracks for us, plus the new unreleased track that he's going to let us sample for you this evening, so make sure you stick around to that. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get started with that. But first, we're going to pay a few bills, and then we'll be back with Nate Jones on the CIMC Music Show.
Hi, Pranked Mom. I went to TD's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street in Harrisonburg, where they do piercings and real custom tattoos. But the cool thing for us kids is they give us temporary tattoos. So TJ gave me a real-looking tattoo when I came in with my dad to take home to Fool Mom. Boy, did she flip. TJ's Dermographics has been around a long time, and this year is their 20th year, so they gotta be here. Give them a call at 540-564-1671. TJ's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spider-Cop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spider-Cop on Facebook.
Is your computer running slow, full of viruses, or locking up? Well, call ComStar Computers, and they'll have you up and running in no time. ComStar Computers offers a full range of computer services and proudly serves the Shenandoah Valley. You can check them out online at www.comstarcomputers.com. ComStar Computers. At ComStar, they're not number one, you are.
Welcome back to the CIMC Music Show. If you're just joining us, tonight we have Nate Jones here from Harrisonburg. Well, he's originally from Harrisonburg. He's an aspiring hip-hop rap artist and has decided to join us this evening so we could talk a little bit about his craft. He's got a couple of songs that he brought with him. Plus, we have a new track that he hasn't released yet, but he has decided to debut it here for us and the listeners on the CIMC Music Show. Nate, how you doing tonight?
Hey, good day in the world today. How y'all doing, man? I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming on the show tonight. We've been dying to get some new talent in here for our local talent showcase. And so you would be the first artist of the second episode, or excuse me, the second season to come on the show. So hopefully that feels a little good for you.
Hey, that makes me so honored. I'm glad I can be the first person of this season to do that for y'all. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Listeners at home, they always like to know a little bit about who we're featuring. So let's go and talk a little bit about who you are, where you come from, and why you decided to get involved in music.
Okay. Well, once again, I'm Nate Jones. That stands for Never at the Edge, or whatever it wants to stand for at that point in time when I'm making music. I was born in Washington, D.C., but was raised in the good old VA of Harrisonburg. Met a bunch of beautiful people down there. And to be honest, that is one of the many reasons what got me into music. That city is just full of it. You walk down the street, you hear people singing. It's always a great day. And I think I got into poetry around when I was 12, started writing little girls, little roses are red, violets are blue, candy is sweet, and so is you. And then it just got to a knack of being a habit, and I just rolled with it. And just kind of became what I was today. Someone said, oh, you got a pretty nice flow, and they're birth Nate.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And Nate, who do you think your influences are in music?
That's a hard one because it depends what we're talking about on the music part, because sometimes I can just say I can go outside and it inspires me to write or therefore get some inspiration to do music, and sometimes it's specific artists. Specific artist-wise, I always loved Prince. Blame that on my mama. She plays them to death. Creativity is... his creativity is all over the place, you know. And I love that about him. He's just always creative, always has a something to do with music. Like, God decided to put a music bone in, like, four parts of his body, and I just love that. But hip-hop-wise, I have to say Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar is probably one of my favorites right now.
Now, you have provided us with a couple of tracks here. I'm going to go ahead and talk about some of those here in just a moment, but I would like to give people who are listening right now an opportunity to get access to more of your music. So let's talk briefly about how somebody can go check out some of your tracks. Where would they go for that?
Well, right now, it's only on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation. You can find me on SoundCloud at www.soundcloud.com/Nate- and the Nate is N-A-T-E-Jones. My name is acronymed and it stands for Never at the Edge, but for whatever reason, the internet doesn't like to put dots after stuff, so you got to dash everything. So Nate dash is in between each letter, Jones-2. Find all my music there. And right now, as we speak, while I'm talking to y'all, I am working on making a YouTube account so y'all can find me on there. And my YouTube account name would be the same, Nate Jones.
All right. So we got SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, and you're going to be having the YouTube channel. By the time we're halfway through this interview, you'll probably have that address that we can pass out to the listeners. If you haven't visited Reverb Nation, this is something that you definitely want to do. You'll find all kinds of artists, a lot of like-minded individuals, and there's a lot of networking that goes on there at Reverb Nation. So it's a great place, again, to find music that's right up your alley. And you can find a lot of eccentric music as well. For example, we at CIMC Music Show, we're also on there. Nate, obviously, he's on there. There's just a ton of great artists on there. So if you're listening at home right now and you're an aspiring artist, follow suit like Nate did. Head on over to Reverb Nation, create you an account, get your music up there. And while you're at it, search out Nate Jones there and become a fan, because that way you're supporting each other. So back to Nate here. Nate, one of the songs I'd like to start off with and I'd like you to talk to us a little bit about is Caged In. Can you tell me what is the inspiration behind the song?
Well, that was probably one of my favorite ones that I dropped on that tape. Caged In was a part of me when I felt, as an artist, that that's exactly what I was. I was a bird who was trying to stay where he was comfortable, but also wanted to fly out. And it's a weird feeling, as anybody who writes music or anybody just in life in general who's trying to see the world that's around them, see a different, I guess, point of view, but really can't do it because something's blocking their path, whether it be a huge little boulder, whether it be an individual person. In my reference, whether it be a cage that you locked yourself in by somebody else doing or your own. In my personal opinion, it was me locking myself into that. And it was making it a little bit weird, which also made the song more complex. But the main reason that inspired that was me trying to find my own original voice in this huge box of music that we all go to.
All right, now, what year did you record this then?
I recorded this at my own home. And I am actually, for anybody else who needs stuff to be recorded, they can always hit me up at my email, which is chenro95@yahoo.com if they needed something recorded for business or whatever, or mixing, because I do my own stuff.
All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick listen to Caged In, and when we come back, we'll be talking more with Nate Jones right after this on the CIMC Music Show.
Up and go fly. That's why my pops told me to never fill your head with some lies. Back in my cage and I love it. Love it. Coming in, I might bite. Don't take away what's familiar to my eyesight. Me leave who I bop. Even in a crowd of flowers can find a way to go blossom. I tell them this is my cage and I love it. Love it. Coming in, I might bite. Don't take away what's familiar to my eyesight. Me leave who I bop. Even in a crowd of flowers can find a way to go blossom. I'm a beautiful dreamer with a nightmare of a reality. The battle these demons are try to shatter my dreams into pieces, but I'm still trying to find a reason to love myself. So I love a dream I'm not even going and seeing. They said that it will go reside in your inner being. There's 50 lyrics that niggas would love to listen to but won't be singing. My mom was sick last week and I mean it hurt like a dagger through the throat, but I won't let that shit stop what a nigga's achieving, even besides my breathing. That's why I give it my all. That's why I reach in these songs, cause someone has to be the light to go cut through the fog. Someone gotta be the lead. Someone gotta be the voice. So I keep spitting these lyrics so my voice go get hoarse. I'ma keep grinding and grinding till I'm up in the Porsche. My mom's in the coupe. My baby got carrots instead of who's all in the ear. And my wife can live without no care. So don't you ever question why you see that nigga in there. Cause this is my cage and I love it. Love it. Coming in, I might bite. Don't take away what's familiar to my eyesight. Me leave who I bop. Even in a crowd of flowers can find a way to go blossom. I tell them this is my cage and I love it. Love it. Coming in, I might bite. Don't take away what's familiar to my eyesight. Me leave who I bop. Even in a crowd of flowers can find a way to go blossom.
Thank you.
Okay, and that was Caged In by Nate Jones. We have a caller on the line.
Oh, what a caller. What's your name? Where are you coming from?
This is Shane Santiago.
All right, and you're calling in to talk to Nate, I assume, right?
Yeah, what's up, Nate?
Hey, what's good, bro? Little Sandy.
What's happening with you, man?
I'm chilling, Mo. We're doing this radio show. You already know what it is. Everybody
hey, that,
stay on the lookout.
I love that intro, though, man. The music was beautiful right there, man. That's classic right there. That's hip-hop.
Thank you, man. That means a lot coming from you. Yeah, man, this my favorite one from there. And everybody else stay on the lookout. This boy right here, me and him. Got some stuff coming on the way. I ain't ready for it though.
Oh, I'm ready for this, man. This ain't we ain't hanging in the club, man. This is lyricism right here. I love it.
Thank you, man. What did you like about it?
I feel it's storytelling right there, man. I can see it vividly as you're talking. You see it in your head, you know what I mean? I can feel it. If you don't feel it, then people ain't gonna feel it. But I tell you what, I feel it.
Definitely, man. That means a lot, man. That means a lot, for real. From the heart, straight. Good luck on that.
Yeah, real talk.
Good luck, Mo. But shoot, man. How's everything going with you?
Everything is good, man. I'm over here now in New York City. I'm trying to spread my roots out here. I'm constantly writing every night, you know. My creativity at night.
Hey, man, that's how it is. Night owls always come up with the great stuff to brighten up the day. It's all good.
Yeah, exactly. Covered over wax, you know what I'm saying? Put them candles on and just meditate for that music.
The caller, what was your name again?
Shane Santiago.
Okay, and you're a performer as well, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now it sounds like you and Nate here are familiar with one another. Have you all ever done any collabs or anything together?
We have small collaborations, but nothing big, you know, because it's always, you know, we're separate now. We went to high school together, but now we're different states. But, you know, you can't separate talent, you know?
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, you know, when you get something laid down, you're more than welcome to come on the show as well, and we'll talk a little bit about your music as well. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect.
All right. Well, why don't you hang out with us for a little bit? We got another song here we're going to drop here. This is actually fresh off the press with Nate. This is called Writer's Block. And, Nate, tell us a little about this one. This is the new one that no one's heard yet, right?
Yeah, this is the brand new joint. It's the brand new joint. This one's dropping on Wednesday at the latest. If I get the mix how I want, already it sounds pretty good. But I know that, you know, my ear, I got to make sure everything sounds correct. You feel me? Right now, this track is as Shane and you too, Jason, because I know you do a little music yourself. Everybody experiences something we like to call as a bane of our existence called a writer's block. And that literally inspired this notion for this song. Just me thinking, letting my mind be free, but also realizing like, yo, I'm still stuck in what I really want to talk about. The sample comes from an old MTV show called Daria. You can thank my beautiful GF Pikachu for that. She introduced me to the show. I ain't never watched that joint, but it was the sample to fit the thing to a T. And it's also, I guess I can talk a little bit after the song plays, playing in with an idea that I'm going to be working on with the future tape that's coming out called TER 2016. No release date yet, but y'all hear that soon. It's going to be coming really soon.
All right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We got more coming down the pipe here. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and spin up Writer's Block, and we'll get right back with you right after this on the CIMC Music Show.
I can't write. I can't produce a simple story. Wow, Daria, I never figured you for lack of imagination. I have imagination. I can come up with all sorts of ideas, but none of them feels true.
Well, what's your definition of true?
Something that says something.
What? Anything?
No, something. About something.
Let me get this straight. You're telling me you want to write something. Not just anything. It's just something about something.
read or having trouble communicating.
This is writing where it hurts like a pen puncture my heart to get a point across. Like Roman decided what we'll hold a god. Stuck with all the losses that we want for the can. And starting to dig in my skin like we skinning niggas again, but nah. We on a different type of torture. Hanging on the life while they're passing up a order. For us to stomach they shit while they toxin up a water. Bring amateurs from the daughters. We mentally being hanged, drawn, and quartered. Wait, I think I lost them. This is what happens when you speak your mind. You get stuck on two parts like you reading between the lines. I'm done wasting my time. Mostly I stay in the moment. Forget our futures are broken. So why I focus on mine? Cause I know you can die at any given second. No records, you live forever. How you wanna be remembered? The man who murdered them all. The man who locked up his jaw. Purpose that's a purpose. And cool when Molly's involved, or be praying on the rock. While I listen to the rock, cook up some heat to drop. Give weight to help your people. Meaning of my vibe be different, but the feel they get evil. Cause we all dreaming of angels while we conquering the evil. Just I see your rhymes are unlike. I just quit asking why. You blaze more than John and Funk Doc when recorded. How high? I'm just trying to make enough to go on body enterprise and get methods on how to bring the pain from man up in the sky. So my future is sublime on Santa Rita. But y'all rather see a brother 6 feet than breathing in the street. If you block my view, I'll turn into John Cena by adjusting your attitude from fuck you to where could it be. Now who is he thinking that he about to body this lyrical muscle? Balls of iron lace unbreakable if you ain't made to rumble. Body stay in motion, so technically y'all made to hustle. Work until I reach the goal, so then I'll preach about my struggle.
Oh, nigga, that's on fire, boy. What the fuck you mean that?
Yeah, man, that's it.
You got keys driving?
About to drop like 50.
I don't even about to drop 100 tracks. About to drop that shit today.
You can wait.
No, nigga.
Man, fuck you.
Fuck me. I'm the one
we don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never roll this
track. Mm-hmm. Boy, then you better get this shit right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. I can hear what you never.
I pranked Mom. I went to TD Dermographics at 91 North Main Street in Harrisonburg where they do piercings and real custom tattoos. But the cool thing for us kids is they give us temporary tattoos. So TJ gave me a real looking tattoo when I came in with my dad to take home to fool Mom. Boy, did she flip. TJ Dermographics has been around a long time, and this year is their 20th year, so they gotta be good. Give them a call at 540-564-1671. TJ Dermographics at 91 North Main Street.
We are the Borg. Resistance is futile. When traversing the universe, we always be sure to check Spider-Cop to make sure the Federation isn't out there seeking to stop us from assimilating you. Spider-Cop on Facebook.
Is your computer...
Okay, and we are back. This is Sigurd Anderson with Nate Jones on the CIMC Music Show, and we just heard Writer's Block. So, Nate, we wanted to ask you a question. What was your inspiration for Writer's Block?
Well, once again, you know, if I could sit here and tell you exactly where I was, that's exactly what I'll do. I was sitting here. I was like, yo, this beat is hot. I like it. What do I need to write about? And then as me as a writer, when I'll sit here and write, I always like to have a concept when I'm coming up with stuff. And sometimes if I can't come up with one, I'll just continually write until I get a concept that I can see in a line that I like. You feel me? As you can see, I went from saying this is writing where it hurts like a pen puncture my heart to get a point across, like Roman decided what behold a god, to then I kind of switch it up to be like, yo, this is hot, to be... as you black my view, I'll turn into John Cena if I'm adjusting your attitude from poof you to where could he be, you know. I switched it up because my mind was still constant. And to me, it was my way of giving the fans who listen to it of this is how I write, you know. One day I can think about this, or when I'm writing, I can think about this, and then my mind might literally go to that, to this, you know, it's constant.
It seems like it's you know, it's the kind of thing with most, like you said, I think you alluded to this earlier, it's the kind of thing with most artists, you know, you start getting a project going, you got the idea where you want to go with your craft, with your music, and then, and I, you know, I've had this myself back in, I guess it was the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I just couldn't seem to get anything written down, you know, I mean, I know the feeling and the passion was there, but something was just inhibiting that ability, so... I mean, I can relate to what you're saying here with writer's block. And, you know, mm-hmm. one of those things that you don't think that a person would change the whole concept of having writer's block and make that the end project. So you know, I have to give you props to them. That's actually pretty ingenious. What do you think, Sig?
I think that's a great idea as well. I mean, because it's something that, you know, all writers face, and it's definitely something to write about because, you know, we all have our ways of getting over that writer's block or ways of working through it. So that's a very interesting take on that concept.
And what's the plan coming out of New York over there?
Huh?
The guy from New York. What is your thoughts about this piece that you just heard?
My thoughts on it?
Yes.
I think it's really a true writer's block. To describe it is very difficult, but me as a writer myself, it can become very difficult, very difficult. And like you said, like sometimes you got to hold on to that thought and don't let it go. Just keep it going. Eventually, it'll come to you. But it's brilliant how you put it in words.
That's a good point. Now, we're almost out of time here. We want to try to squeeze in one more. Let's talk about Falling Apart. This is another track that Nate has brought with him today for us to play up. Nate, talk to us a little bit about that. What is the thought process behind Falling Apart?
Reminiscent, to be keep it just short and sweet, you know. Not going too hugely into it, but for a while, me looking back of how things used to be for me and how things were in my social life and in my family life and everything. It wasn't easy growing up, you know, and it was hard for me to really try to juggle this dream that I always had since, like, I was really young and try to bring it with me as I grow. Because one thing this world is infamous for is telling you, like, yo, I know you can do it, but I'm not going to let you do it. And it'll do anything in its power to, at least feel that way sometimes, to be like, I'm going to make sure this can't happen. And it was, if I could put a picture to it, it's kind of like me sitting here and being like, okay, I'm talking to the world. This is what's changing with me. But I feel like all you really want me to do is just fall apart. Even as I continue to get older and I'm trying to stay constant, you just want me to fall apart and create something new.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and spin that up real quick. Stick with us. We still have more to come with Nate Jones here on the CIMC Music Show.
I'm all the pain I dealt and I felt no gain. I was one of 3,000 outcasts that shit sank to being one of the sounds that the whole world craved. And lately I feel like I'm about to go change the game. Cause when I drop, I know Drake, but no, nothing is the same. I'm still about the paper, so I can take care of the ones who far gone in my life. We got different views, but then all the end of the day, they'll thank me later. But to be honest, I want a tad of the finest things, an abundance of future memories. But never forget the past ones the Lord sent to me. Sentimentally, relenting these days from my mental connection sinlessly. Taken out of context, that's some fucked up shit. Don't believe me, watch the news, someone had to get done up quick. It said it in a Bible, boy, we living in the last days. Make me wonder how long I got till my soul fades away. Got me in the days.
It seems like I'm getting older. Feels like I'm just growing up. Maybe I'm a work of art.